Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, and God bless you. You welcome to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, January the 10th, 2021. Now, I am the woman of God of this assembly. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, but I am always joined by my anointed, hallelujah, fertilized family in the person of Apostle Zeta Flowers, in the persons of, yes, we would like to, I'm joined in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers and Evangelist Kathy Horton, hallelujah. We have with us this morning Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. We have with us this morning Minister, hallelujah, our sister Minister Gladys, hallelujah, praise Jesus. And we have all of you, and we are so glad that you are here with us this morning. So, won't you please bow with me now so we can go to the Lord in prayer and get this praise party started. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace, just praising you and glorifying and magnifying you for yet another day that you have made. And we are truly rejoicing in it. Lord, we thank you just for the honor and the privilege to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth, doing all things decently and in order, so that your children, Father God, may hear a word from you. Lord, I ask that you just pour out your spirit upon this worship service this morning. Please continue to pour in to our anointed servant, hallelujah, Evangelist Kathy, as she pours into your people today. Let everything that we say and we do, Father, glorify you. And we pray that,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would change their eternal address. Today that would be the day that they would come running, asking you to be their Lord and Savior. And Lord, use this mighty servant to edify your saints, to help them to pull down strongholds, hallelujah, to help them to realize their breakthroughs, Lord God, hallelujah, just use her, God, as only you can.
Yes.
And we will be so careful to give you the honor and the praise. In Jesus' holy and mighty name we do pray it all. Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, which is usually read by our very own Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. But since she cannot be with us today, I will be standing in her stead. This reading comes from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince, Destined to Reign. Today's meditational reading is entitled, Receive as You Hear the Good News. Oh, that one's good. I want to say that again. Receive as you hear the good news. The scripture that we are talking about today comes from Romans 1 and 16, and it's a very familiar passage. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Pastor Prince writes, if you have been to a motivational seminar, you would probably have heard the speakers say, if you follow these five steps, then you will come to a place of financial increase. They would probably have told you also that if you don't succeed, it is because you did not follow the steps correctly or diligently. Thank God that the gospel or good news does not work like that. The minute you hear or read the good news and you believe and receive it, his word goes forth to you, making you well, prosperous, and whole. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. What is the good news? It is that God loves us so much that he gave us his son to take our beating so that we can have his blessings without having to work for them. Right now, as you are reading or hearing or listening to me speak out of Pastor Prince's devotional, his power is being released into your situation. He is working things out for you and turning your situation around for your good. Hallelujah. In Acts 14, 8 through 10, we see Paul preaching the good news in Lystra. A man who was crippled from birth was listening to Paul. Paul, seeing that he had faith to be healed, said, stand up straight on your feet. And the man leapt and walked. He heard the good news. He believed it and was healed. At a leadership conference in Oslo, Norway, where he was speaking, a pastor there shared a well-respected businessman in his church that was healed while listening to one of his sermons or CDs. The man was deaf in one ear, and when he was listening to Pastor Prince's CD, his deaf ear popped open without anyone laying hands on him or praying for him. He was just listening to the good news when his ears opened. Now, that is what I call the power of God unto his salvation. Hallelujah. He's making you whole. My friend, these miracles happen not because we follow some kind of formula faithfully. It happens because we hear the good news preached and we simply believe it. Miracles happen, I thought for today. Miracles happen when we hear the good news preached and we simply believe it. May God add a blessing to the hearers and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen, and to God be the glory.
Amen.
know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Confess Him with your mouth. Believe Him in your heart. Do you know Jesus? You can know Jesus in your heart. Confess Him with your mouth. Believe Him in your heart. You know Jesus. You can know Jesus in your heart. Confess Him with your mouth. Believe Him in your heart. Do you know Jesus? You can know Jesus in your heart. Confess Him with your mouth. Believe Him in your heart.
Jesus. That was Pastor Hezekiah Walker and LLC. Praise His holy and righteous name. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And if you have never joined us before, hallelujah, I need for you to know that this family of believers, we are doing more in 2021 for the Lord. We are going to pray more, trust more, expect more. We're going to cry out to our God because we know that He hears us, because He's abiding in us, and we're abiding in Him.
Amen.
We here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we just don't think about the people or the family that we have in our ministries. We are concerned about our brothers and sisters all over this world, and we stand in the gap with them, letting them know
that their petitions concern us. Their hurt concerns us.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, their oppression concerns us. And we stand every week and we cover our own and we cover those around the world. Hallelujah. With the blood of Jesus through prayer.
Amen.
So, my brothers and sisters, I want today, I want us not to just pray. I want us to cry out. I want every apostle in the sound of my voice to stand to your feet and raise your hands with Apostles Edwin and Apostle Zeta. I want every evangelist to stand to your feet and raise your hands to the heavens with Evangelist Michelle Scott, Kathy, and Kathy Horton. I want you to stand to your feet, ministers, and raise your hands with Minister Tina and Minister Gladys. I want you to raise your hands, prophets.
Thank you.
And stand with our prophets, Kathleen Holloway and Vanessa Carver. We want you to stand right now because it's crying out time today, saints of God. It's crying out time. The time to be cute is over. The time for playing games is over. The time for tiptoeing is over. Now the saints of God must come together and pray like we have never prayed before.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything. The devil is a lie.
Yes,
Amen.
He is. Yes, he is. I was just praying over that. He is
Thank
a liar.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, Apostle Zeta.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. The devil Amen. Is a liar.
Yes, he's
Hallelujah.
A big, fat-head liar.
Yes, he is. But we're not stopping.
No, we're not.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. We're marching on and going forward.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes, we are. Yes, Lord, we are.
Don't
hallelujah.
Stop us.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That with you, there is no stopping. There is no turning back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Only going forward in you, Lord, and the things that you give us to do. Hallelujah. So we are here and we are ready. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for whatever you have in store and for whatever you have for us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have prepared ourselves, hallelujah, to follow you and to go along with your plan. Hallelujah. We come against the enemy on every side. Hallelujah. We come against him and everything that he uses to come against us with. We come against him. He has no power in spirit alive. So we command that he take his hands off in the name of Jesus. He has no power over us. We command right now in the name of Jesus that he take his hands off. Hallelujah. Of anyone he is attempting, hallelujah, to come against this morning. We come against Satan right now. We come against his plots, his schemes, his plans, and everything else in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We render him powerless right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you have empowered us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the strategies that you have given us. We thank you for the weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah, that we can use any moment, any time.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
We
thank
you.
Lord.
We thank you that you have given us power to tread over serpents, hallelujah, and scorpions. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We are fearless. Hallelujah. We are fierce. Hallelujah. Over Satan's hallelujah attempts. Hallelujah. We are fierce in you, Christ Jesus. And we are fearless.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the strength, for giving us the power. Hallelujah. So that we can operate in your power, not in our own, but in your power. We praise you for it this morning. Hallelujah. We know that we are in perilous times. Hallelujah. And we know that we have to use our warfare, hallelujah, on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But we thank you that you have given us everything that we need to tread through with. And we thank you for it. And we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of anger. Hallelujah. The spirit of anger. Hallelujah. In our United States. Hallelujah. The spirit of hatred. Hallelujah. The spirit of racism. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are coming, hallelujah, in unity, hallelujah, by force, hallelujah, and pulling down these strongholds in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that we can call Satan to flee. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray that you would repair our United States. Hallelujah, our countries. Hallelujah, that you would go across this nation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we're asking for change, Lord. Hallelujah, but at the same time, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to change in the areas where we may need to change. Hallelujah, that we will make a difference. Hallelujah, because we know that you made us, hallelujah, to serve you. Hallelujah, to serve your people. Hallelujah, for things to be better because you have made us better. So we thank you for it this morning. Hallelujah, we lift up Mother Shirley Mitchell this morning. We ask, Lord, that she would go to her bedside. We know that she's already been prayed for, but, Lord, hallelujah, as a family and those listening in, we are lifting her up. She is the mother of this ministry. So we're asking, Lord, that you would minister to her needs in the name of Jesus. We speak healing into her body right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up Evangelist Michelle Scott this morning. Hallelujah. We lift her up, Lord. We pray that you would, hallelujah, bring a peace to her, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
calmness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Comfort
in the name
of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Do it, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everything that she stands in need of, God.
You,
we
you
ask
do
right
it
now
more,
in the name
please,
of Jesus
Lord.
That you would grant
yes,
it. That you would grant
yes.
it, God. Hallelujah. That she would know, hallelujah, that your hand touched, hallelujah, was on her. Hallelujah. Oh, do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak it today, Lord. We speak healing, total healing, wholeness. In the name
Holy
of Jesus, into her body. Oh, God, touch her family. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
God,
in Jesus'
Jesus.
Name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless her husband. Bless her children.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You,
in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh,
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Use her for your glory. Hallelujah. In
yes.
spite of. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot stop her. Hallelujah. He cannot stop us. Hallelujah. Only if we allow him to. And we're not going to do that. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up our lost loved ones.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would that you would save in the name of Jesus. We lift them up to you. Hallelujah. Our unsaved loved ones, but not just in our households or in our own families, Lord, but all across the nation in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Move, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Use us in your harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, allow it to be a mighty harvest because the laborers, hallelujah, are coming together. The laborers, hallelujah, are ready. Hallelujah. The laborers have been few, but we ask, Lord, that there will be a multitude of laborers, hallelujah, to enter into your vineyard, hallelujah, to be serious about saving souls, hallelujah, everywhere we go, God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that you put in our pathway, hallelujah, bless us, Lord, to do our part in the name of Jesus, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To be serious about what needs to happen. Hallelujah. In this nation, in this country. Hallelujah. All around us, in our communities. Use us in our communities, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, not only the ones that we know, but others, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stretch out, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Send us where you would have us to go in the name of Jesus. Have us contact those that need to be contacted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they would feel your love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then, Father God, I lift us up in the name of Jesus that you would keep us healthy. Hallelujah, all through this new year. Hallelujah, and our bless us, Lord, in our minds. Hallelujah, and our bodies, emotionally, mentally, financially. Hallelujah, in every way, God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we call forth breakthroughs. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, there are many that need just a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you would do that, hallelujah, for those, hallelujah, that stand in need today, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, and we just thank you, we praise you, we pray, Lord, that you would go into the homes, hallelujah, of those that are bound. We pray, Lord, that you would move in the prisons, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the hospitals, the homes, nursing homes, convalescent and rehab centers, hallelujah, as well as our prisons, jails, and juvenile centers. We pray, God, that you would move, that you would raise up people, hallelujah, hallelujah, that work in these areas, those that are saved. We pray that you would use them in a mighty way, God, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the Spirit of Life Ministries. We lift up our leader, hallelujah, Bishop Shirlene Cook this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, to continue to use her as you are, God, in Jesus' name. And bless the ministry. In the name of Jesus, even the more God,
thank you,
in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. All we lift up those that are listening in this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them with your word, hallelujah, that they will hear your word and they will apply it into their lives, hallelujah, that you will be able to use them as your witnesses, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it. We lift up the speaker today, this morning. We lift up
Evangelist
Kathy Horton this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would use her, that the word would go forth, hallelujah, that it will penetrate, hallelujah, hallelujah, that people will be able to hear what you are speaking, hallelujah, to us this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that we will receive a word, hallelujah, that we'll have enough in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on many that are listening in Jesus' name. Bless every spirit alive leader in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you and praise
you. Thank
you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah. Thank
you. For the soul, because I'm grateful for the things that I went through. Because if I never had problems, God, I wouldn't know you like I do. Come on, so just tell somebody, say, I know him, I know him. I went through some stuff, I had to cry sometime, I know him. Come on, can you rock with us right here, Houston? Come on, Houston, sigh! So it says, if I never had a stormy day.
If I never had a stormy day, then I wouldn't know that you could take my
heart
away.
Yeah. But then you brought me through, like you always do.
For
the things that I went through. Cause if I never had problems, y'all. Oh, if you know what I'm talking about, you ought to put those hands together and say, I wouldn't know you. Oh, that's right. Listen, we got one more verse, y'all. It says if I never had a hungry day. nobody.
I wouldn't.
If they had laid me off, if they had walked out of my life, I wouldn't know you, God. That's right. That's why I'm thankful for them. Because if I never had bills, I couldn't pay. Houston, let's ask the church, Jesus. I heal. I know Jesus, because when I was sick, Jesus, my provider, when the money wasn't there,
God, I am just praising God because he is so good. And I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that beautiful prayer. You know, as you prayed, I was sitting here thinking to myself, as the servant leader, as the leader, the head of this ministry, I needed to take charge and take authority over a few things this morning. So as we were praying, saints of God, I want you to know this is what the Lord gave me. Today, we are going to hear from a speaker that is so, so dynamic and powerful to me. I enjoy listening to her. So Flathead decided that he was going to irritate me because I love my sister. But I want you to know, Flathead, you are being put.
Hello?
I bind that demon in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar.
Yes, right now.
Right now
in Jesus' name.
The blood of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
You, Father, for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank you.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord.
Father God, Lord. So I can feed your people.
In Jesus' name.
Lord. You fix it, Lord. You fix
it.
Father God, you fix it.
Yes, Jesus'
name.
Right now.
So that we could hear you.
Right now. Loose your
hold
and go right now.
In
Jesus' name.
Lord, I'm
the devil is a liar.
And agree with
you. This radio station, Lord, put your hands on the frequency waves, Father God, Lord, so that we can hear your
right
word
now,
this
God.
Morning, Lord, so that we can be fed, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. In the
name of
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You do it.
We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thanks to God. Let me report.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody just drove into the side of my building.
Jesus.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
Oh, my.
We've been praying. I know.
Yeah.
And that's what, let me go on. Yeah. So, Flathead, you can do what you want to today. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to work. Everybody up in here, a hardcore saint to God. And if anything happens with this network, they're going to just keep right on praying and tell the Lord, God will bring it back up. And that's what he's going to do.
Yes,
so you might as well leave me and my family alone in the name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
And
right now. And I ain't talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now.
Amen.
Now, we're going to clear the air.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to open my front door while I also be just a tad bit nosy. I'm going to put the devil on the other side of the door as my beautiful sister, Kathy, Evangelist Kathy Horton, comes and begins to soothe my nerves in the name of Jesus. Sister Kathy,
you,
come on and you and God make it do what it do in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Saints, God bless you. Kings, I'm excited about the Lord today.
Yes.
But I'm
Amen.
Excited and joyful because I have a testimony to share with you. God
Ooh.
Is still working. God
yes,
is still working miracles. Let me pray before I
yes.
off too deep in this. Father, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
thank
you for this opportunity
yes.
to come before you. Father, I ask you to forgive us all our sins and all our unrighteousnesses. Anything that's in between us that keep
yes,
us from
Lord.
Hearing your word, walking according,
yes,
I ask you to cleanse us right now in the name of Jesus.
In the
name
of Jesus.
Word my mouth,
yes,
that I say
Jesus.
You would have me to say and not what I want
yes,
to say.
Yes, Lord. Bless her,
word
Jesus.
Out,
Jesus.
What it's supposed to do. I pray that whoever hears this word, it blesses them according to your will and according to your purpose,
yes.
and it will walk again
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
bless us.
Lord.
And opening the doors in Jesus' name. And thank you for those who were praying. We all were praying as a
yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
On
yes,
one
Lord.
Accord, we prayed that this broadcast would came
yes,
through.
Jesus.
Thank you. That's
yes.
according to your word. Glory to God. We lift you up in praise and thank you for your answers. In
thank
Jesus'
you.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory
amen,
to God.
Amen.
Saints, this is what happened. I'm going straight to it.
Thank
December
you.
24th, my brother went into the hospital with COVID.
Yes, he did.
My mm-hmm. brother's an older gentleman, and anything a senior, they said, oh, that's bad. If you're a senior citizen, you get COVID, mm-hmm. it's slim pickings. But not only that, he had COVID. He
mm-hmm.
also had pneumonia.
Yes.
Tell me in both lungs, I'm not sure, but I know he had pneumonia. Well, an older
yes,
person,
Lord.
Pneumonia and COVID is a death sentence, listening to the news.
Yes.
And not only that, he had a pre-existing disease or condition.
Mm-hmm.
He has a problem with his artery. Well, according to medical science, dead man walking. The information came to me, said, Cat, they call me Cat. They said, Bob ain't going to make it. I go, what? They said he has COVID, he has pneumonia, and he has problems with his arteries. You know, there's never a good time for good news. Never. You never
mm-hmm.
good news. Time.
Right.
Or never good to hear. Like good news. Like, oh, that's, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. God bless you. But this hit me so hard. I'm going to just tell me. This hit me so hard that they were telling me my brother's about to die. I stopped in my tracks and I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
That was presented to me. My sister said, yeah, this ain't good. He ain't gonna make it. That was her exact words. He ain't gonna make it. A few minutes later, mother to come in. She's a Buddhist, and she was saying, "Did you hear about Bob?" I go, "Yes, I heard." And she said, "Oh, it ain't looking good." I said, "We need a miracle. We need a miracle in this family, Lord."
Yes. Yes.
When I come out of myself, see, at that moment when they told me I was in myself because I was in the flesh because I got concerned and scared. But the Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power,
yes.
love, sound mind, standing on
yes.
that. So I said, okay, I know what to do for this. See, I know somebody. I know somebody who can change the future. So what I did was I called my intercessors. I have two. And you know, y'all know one. Matter of fact, she prayed. I called Apostle Zeta, and I call her my baby sister. My baby sister Wanda. I said, ladies, we got to pray because my brother is sick and he has the COVID. They're not looking for him to make it at all. And every time the phone would ring, I would tense up because I didn't want to hear the bad news. But, oh, glory, I know somebody, hallelujah, that can change me and everything. I know somebody. Yeah. I don't care what the report is, the doctor's report or whoever report can change that report. See, I know somebody, and I know that somebody is Jesus. Jesus can fix it and change anything. Anything. So we got on the phone. And we prayed and praised God. Glory to God. I thank God for them. Saints, my subject is just know. See, I just know that whatever I pray for in Jesus' name is going to get done. Because I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that he hears my prayer. And see, when you know that, you have nothing to worry about. Because to know something is to be sure about it. You understand it. You have true information. Just like you know 1 + 1 = 1. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 2. You know that's true information. You can take that information all around the world because it never changes. That's the God we serve. He don't never change. If you just believe, God will do it. I'm standing on this. No, see. I know,
Jesus.
I know who Jesus is. Mm. You know who Jesus is. There is nothing he won't do for you. This is what we're going to do.
Amen.
I'm going in John's. You want to get it. 1 John, the 5th chapter. Those of you who have your Bible. And I'm going to show you what I was standing
glory.
On.
Hallelujah. 1
John, 5th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. Okay? 1 John.
Yeah.
The 5th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. And I'm not going to be long. Praise God. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, which is Jesus, that ye may know, that's my subject, just know, K-N-O-W, that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. If you believe right now, if you're a believer right now in Jesus Christ, you know you have eternal life. You don't have to guess. See, that's the thing about knowing. You don't have to have to guess. You don't have to think about it or overanalyze it. You just know that the information is true and that you know you can stand on the word of God without any problems. See, when you know something, you know the fact, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Just believe God. Verse 14,
Amen.
And this is the confidence. Now, what is confidence? It's to believe in a trust with boldness. We have, because we know what we know, we have boldness to go before God and know that he's going to answer our prayer. I'm going to keep on reading and show it to you. That's just my opinion or what I think is the word of God. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to what? His will, he heareth us. Glory to God. He heareth us. I said, oh, glory to God. See, that's why I went and found me enough, two more people to pray with me. For the word tells us in what, Matthew 18, there were two or three touching and agreeing, he'll be a God in the midst. That's the word of God.
Amen.
See, I know that. So therefore, I know the word, that much of the word, and I stood on it, and God answered my prayer. And we know, again, that he hears us. Whatsoever we ask, we know there. That know again. There's some things we just supposed to know. That we have the petition that we desire. See, again, when you know something, you don't have to walk in fear. When you know something, you don't have to be scared because you know. You remember when you was in school and the teacher asked you a question and you raised your hand because you knew the answer. It wasn't no problem, and you wasn't scared, wasn't nervous. Now, if you didn't know the answer, you definitely didn't want her to call you, okay, because you was not sure about the answer that you thought you might not know. But praise God, as saints of God, we're supposed to know. Even in a life and death situation, know that God hears our prayer. If you remember, that Daniel was in the lion's den. He knew. He knew God. He knew. He knew. The Hebrew boys, they knew God would hear them. They even said, Daniel said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know Jesus lives. I know God is there for me. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. And when you know something, hey, that's it. And especially when you know God, you don't have nothing to worry about because God can. God can. All of the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace and Daniel in the lion's den, they knew what they knew and they stood on it, and God delivered. Saints, like I said, my brother went into the hospital Christmas Eve with all the tubes and all the pneumonia, with all the sickness that he had. Last Thursday, glory, hallelujah, they brought my brother home when all the reports were bad. Every one of the reports I received was bad. I could see my sisters mentally picking out their black dresses and getting ready for the bad news or getting ready for my brother to leave here. But you know what? I know Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I know God. I recognize God, and I thank him for that. Because when you recognize the Lord, again, recognize or to know, here we go, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God to do. Stood on that, still standing on that. And again, like I said, he came home Thursday. Now my question to you is, what do you know? Or do
thank
you know?
You,
see,
thank
I don't care if you're, I don't care if you just got saved today. Know this, that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you. Know that when you, now that you're saved, that he hears your prayer. Know that whatever you need, God is your provider. Know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, have confidence in the fact that you know what you know. And when you know what you know, that's it. I remember when I was a little girl, and we used to sing, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Because he loves us, because he loves me,
mm-hmm.
Oh, he's there for me. Hallelujah. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know?
Oh,
do you know your calling?
Come on.
Know your calling.
Yeah.
What is
come
God calling?
Yeah.
No? Then if you
yeah.
know, like it, and walk accordingly. Walk accordingly.
Come on, say it.
God is for
you.
God knows what he's doing. We don't. That's why we know what we know and have confidence in him, not in ourselves. If God called
amen.
You as an apostle, walk in your ministry.
Walk
in the name
it.
Of
yes.
Do you know it?
Yes.
If God called you as a prophet or prophetess, do you know that? Then walk accordingly. Don't back up.
Yes.
You see what Satan is doing to the world? Stop
come
holding
on,
back. Stop holding
thank
back.
You, Jesus.
As an evangelist,
oh,
you know you then walk accordingly. Saints,
yes.
ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists,
everybody.
Pastors, go, bring your harvest in. You know who you
come
are.
Come on now, bring it on in.
Satan, you have he has no authority over you. As we were saying, I'm gonna repeat
amen.
This again. When we couldn't hear each other, the broadcast, we all got together. We got on one accord, two or three
yes,
of us.
Yes, we did. Hallelujah. That's what
and
I'm talking about.
He's I had. Let me tell you something. I know we don't call on this line. I call on that line. He tried to hinder me on my own phone. I fixed that. I
come
got
on.
More than one phone. See, we don't allow. We don't have to allow Satan to hinder us because we know who Jesus is.
Come
if
on,
you don't,
say it, sis.
If you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You just seen the result of two or three touching and agreeing. Did you see me?
That's right.
Telling
that's
you the
right.
Word. I went to, again, back to Zeta and Wanda who prayed with me because I was so sure I needed some help. I'm being realistic. I need some help. Bishop, we needed some help. The station going, we got to on one accord.
Amen. Say
that. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Know
yes,
who
sister.
Jesus is. We know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds our future. We know who's
yes,
blessing us.
Hallelujah.
Now. We know his name, and that name is Jesus. We
yes,
know
Lord.
This. So let's continue to be on one accord because of what we know.
Yes.
We have
yes.
confidence in what we know.
Oh,
I do.
Yes.
I have confidence. I,
yes.
I stand on the fact that Jesus is Lord. I'm standing on
Lord.
The fact. He's hearing my prayer. I'm standing
yes.
on the fact
yes.
Here's my prayer. And standing on facts. Fact is based on the word.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
Jesus.
If you don't know the word, study
well,
it. Study your word. The Bible tells us very clearly, I think that's in Thessalonians. It says, know the scripture, because they'll make you wise. If you go look in the Bible and look up the word K-N-O-W, know, you'd be surprised what we need to know. God wants us to know. He wants us to know. That by my brother, again, that's my testimony, and that's part of that's where my sermon came from. Because of my brother, my family seen a miracle. One person, I'm not saying other people wasn't praying, but I know one person in this family was praying, and we seen the difference. See, when you know something and pray about it, it makes a difference. You make the difference.
Lord.
Know what you know. You make the difference right where you are. Because God has hand-picked you. It's like going in a grocery store. Like going in a grocery store. Or vegetables. I don't want this green. I don't want this. No, this tomato too green. I bypass that one. No. Oh, no, this one too soft. That's about to look rotten. But I'm going to get this tomato right here because it's just the way I want it. That's how God picked, hand-picked you by God. God, hand. Can you imagine that?
Glory.
And you may be the remnant. Know that, walk in that, and believe in that. You're the remnant in your family. You know who God is? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know how you're acting? Do you know how you're conducting yourself? Think about it. Is God getting the glory? Are you telling the truth? Know the truth.
Come on now.
Or you have to stand in. Stand in my truth. My truth at the time, when they told me my brother about it, it shook me. It's like, oh, Kathy, where's your faith? I said, okay, let me go get some help.
Right now.
We need help sometime, and there ain't no shame in it. I immediately called, excuse me, a pastor. Zeta's my good sister there. I call her Zeta, but Apostle of Flowers. I called my sister Wanda.
All right.
Pray.
That's
we got
all
to pray.
Right, sis.
It's okay to know what you know. But learn more, because there's so much more God wants us to know. He wants us to be able to walk in his glory. He wants us to be able to walk in his power. He wants us to be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Like Jesus. We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves saints.
Come on.
What does that mean?
That's supposed to be Christ like, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like him.
Hallelujah, so, Jesus.
Then I had to look at me. I said, Kathy, why'd you come up short? Why'd you come up short? Your flesh got in the way for a moment there. Like, we are more than conquerors. There is nothing impossible according to the word that we can't do. Because when you know that, we will walk and we will do that. Hallelujah. Praying and seeking God more. I know what I know, but I want to know more. It's so much. So much.
Hallelujah.
So let's do it. And be on one accord. When we get off and pray together at the end of this, when we pray, we should hear about, I want to hear about some miracles. I'm standing and believing God to hear some miracles. Because right now, those of you who are listening and you know who Jesus is, hallelujah, expect God to answer your prayer. Why? Because you know. And what to know something is to have, have faith. To have to know you have faith in it. You know, when you sit in that chair, it's going to hold you. You didn't think about it. You didn't pray, Lord, let this chair hold me. No, you just knew it. You just went on and sat down. Just know it. Just know it. When you got laid in your bed last night, or if you're still in there, you knew your bed was going to hold you. You didn't look under the bed to see if the slats fell out or whatever you got, whatever you had on your bed.
Lord.
You just got in it, didn't even think about it. I just know whenever I'm going through or whatever is happening, I know God is going to fix it. And I stand and believe what the word says, because there's nothing greater than God's word. Nothing. And nothing supersedes the word.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, so, saints, just know. God is there. Just know God hears your prayer. Just know God is going to answer. We just read it. And for
we sure did.
That's according to the word and not according to my opinion or what I think might be or what I think ought to be. That's according to the word. So with that said, know what you know, stand on what you know, walk in what you know, and believe and stand and believe and expect your prayers to be answered in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Your prayers be.
Yes.
Same? Yes. I told you I wasn't going to be long. But praise God for him blessing me because I didn't know that even further. And I pray that this word that went out bless somebody. And you new saints that's going to be saved today, you got the same
right
as I do and anybody else, okay? Regardless of their title. You don't have to have a title. The fact that you know Jesus and you Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have all privileges
right
as us. God bless you, Spirit of Life family. I love you in the
Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. See?
Amen.
No, I see now, that's why Flathead Satan was mad. See, he knew that was about to come forth. And tried as he might to shut it down, God said no.
Thank
he
you,
let
Jesus.
His mighty servant of God stand and bring this word. Do you know? What do you know?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what my sister wants to know. Do you know him?
It's
not about the gifting. It's about the giver of the gift, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I just praise God. Oh, this just touched me personally. Touched me.
Thank you.
Because
Jesus.
I believe in my God. And when things go wrong, I have learned not to panic. Because after 20 weeks
Amen.
Of study with Apostle Zeta about spiritual warfare, I now know how to pray that countermeasure into existence because I know what the countermeasures are. See, when we get to know Jesus, we get to know him through and through. He doesn't hold anything back from us.
Amen.
He gives it all to
Jesus.
Us. He doesn't drizzle it out, dab it out. He gives it to us. Full and full measure.
Thank
with
you.
All the force and authority and the dominion that it's supposed to have.
That's right. Thank
us.
You, Lord.
It is us who act like we don't know that. It is us who refuse to receive what God is sitting up there waiting to give us.
Okay.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, what blessed my soul today is that I know for myself I've got brothers and sisters that are stomped down believers. Hallelujah. They've got my back.
Thank you, God.
They know Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So even if my mind has to be busy doing something else, I know I've got family. I know that I've got family
Thank
that knows
you,
Jesus. And the prayers
yes.
are still going up.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. It is my prayer that every servant leader around this world would come to know that feeling for yourself, to come to know
about
how it is to sit in security, to know that you are secure in God because
Jesus.
The position that you are in was not given to you by men, therefore it cannot be taken away by men.
Right.
And you can just get down to the business of glorifying God. I want every servant leader to be able to sit in their ministry family feeling, knowing that you are loved and that you are respected. I do. And it's a beautiful feeling. It's a
Amen.
Wonderful knowledge to have.
Amen. Yes.
See, to know Jesus
Thank
is
you.
To know his people.
Thank you, Jesus.
His true people. I'm not talking about church folk right now. I'm talking about true believers that read the word of God and they receive it. They pray the word of God and they believe it. So right now, this is my favorite part of the. I want to thank you, my dear sister Kathy. As you see, you got it all stirred up over here.
Hallelujah. And I praise God for you because you do it to me every time. And you know, and the wonderful thing about it is I know it's coming.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
And you still bowl me over every time. Hallelujah. I just get such a joy from listening to this woman of God speak, and I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. Hallelujah. So right now, I just invite all the Spirit Alive family and all of you that is sitting in the studio or even in the chat rooms, if you want to put your praise on it, if you know Jesus for yourself, if you know he's doing a work in your life, then you need to hit that one. Hallelujah. And thank you, God. I just want you to know right now, we're not looking for another T.D. Jakes, Joyce Myers, or Joseph Prince. We want to hear God speak through you.
Amen. That's right.
We want to hear God speak through you.
Jesus.
We're not auditioning or going on an interview with God. This is not what this is. This is simply praising the Most High God with all that we have within us. So right now I'm going to start it on off because I know my faith. Look, and if you don't know, I'm going to show you. I'm going to help you because that's what I'm about, helping my brothers and sisters. I'm going to ask our beloved minister, Gladys, come on in the room and put a praise on it.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Saint. It's good to be amongst the living on today, living in the Word. That's what I call living. I just thank God for the Word today. Just know. It just took confirmation in my soul that when we pray and we ask God of something, we have to know that he's going to deliver it. We have to feel it, Lord, that he's going to deliver. God has never failed, and this message just really put a was a confirmation for me just to know that God is, God will, God can.
Yes.
Do all things but fail. Thank you for the Word. I thank you for allowing God to speak through you. It really, really ministered to my soul.
Yes.
Thank you,
woman
of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, see, brothers and sisters, see, wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that simple? That wasn't hard at all.
Amen.
Now, was it? So now, you know, you can do that. Hallelujah. So if you would like to have a word, press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But, you know, I know sometimes it takes a minute to get warmed up to the situation. So I'm going to go ahead on and have another of the Spirit Alive family come on and show you it's just how easy it really is. Minister Tina, come on into the room, please.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. What a great message that we received today, and that message is prayer is powerful. The power of prayer is like no other, and God is on the throne. No doctor, no specialist, no anybody in the physical world has the power and can create miracles that God does.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so blessed that we know Jesus and that we know the Lord. And God bless you for not giving up, sister, and for keep praying and turning to the people that you love for your brother, because God had your brother lifted up in prayer and he answered prayers. And that was another thing that came out of this message, is Lord does answer prayers. If it's his will, it will be so. So thank you so much for that reminder. Glory, hallelujah to God in the highest.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. See that? That's what I'm talking about. This is why I love my sister Kathy. This is why I love my sister Evangelist Kathy. See, she keeps it simple, short, sweet, and to the point.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we get every kernel, every morsel that we're supposed to get out of it, we get it, and we love it. Hallelujah. You know,
Amen.
I like her simplicity.
Amen.
I love her transparency. You know, she's not trying to, you know, this sister just bought this. I'm sitting here with Holy Ghost goosebumps, shaking. And this sister didn't have to speak in tongues. She didn't have to go through any gyrations.
She didn't have to do any wind-ups. She didn't have to do any anything. She just stood or sat, and she told us the truth. You don't know God's word? Read it. She's not trying to confuse nobody. And I praise God for every, in her delivering, I was praising God for every servant leader, hallelujah, that just wants to get the truth out there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
They're not interested in ratings, you know. They're not interested in getting the pickup and the network sweeps. They're not interested in any of that. They just want people to know Jesus for themselves. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle Scott, come on in the room, baby. This brave sister right here.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Kathy Horton, for that. I want to thank God for using you, and the message was so powerful. I thank you for reminding us that God is always there for us. Excuse me. That God is always there for us, and that we just, you know, just have to be mindful that our prayers, you know, are... Just we have to just be mindful that when we pray, that no matter how bleak a situation, like your brother's situation seemed very bleak, but no matter how bleak a situation is, that we just be steadfast and unmovable in our prayers and know that God will answer us. We just be prayerful, unmovable in that prayer, and know that God will answer our prayers. So I just thank you for the message. I thank you for, like Bishop said, just being straightforward and to the point. And I got so much from it. God bless you, and may he continue to bless you in your ministry. Love you so much.
God bless you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
We thank you in the name of
Lord
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
You're not welcome.
Oh, God.
Satan is alive.
God, we thank you, Lord. You're moving, God.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
We thanking you, God. We thanking you, God.
Yes,
God. No weapon formed against the station shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, thou hast condemned in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
God, we thank you that you disappointed the devices of the crafty, that the crafty's hands cannot perform the enterprise against this station. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Standing in agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We can hear you, Apostle Holloway. Would you come on in the room,
thank
please?
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Praise be
unto God who causes us to triumph. We thank God for Evangelist Kathy Horton, we thank God for the word today. It is a shocker and a mover. It's a shot in the arm. Whatever you got going, that gave you a shot in the arm. That you know, we know that God can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes, I am.
She said, you know. And you stand on God's word. We just know. Whatever God told you, whatever God said to you, whatever God wants you to do in 2021, you just know that he can perform it. You just know.
Hallelujah.
You just know. So we give God praise, glory, and honor. for the word. And we just know that God going to move because we are praying for this country. And we just know that these evil ones are gone.
They are gone.
God said he would bring that which is done in the darkness to light. And when he brings it to light, we know that we are to pray against that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So we know that all things are working together for our good. But the devil meant for evil, God meant for good to bring back to trouble that much souls might be saved. So we are praying.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we praying this week.
Yes.
We praying for January 17th. We praying for the 19th and the 20th. We praying in Jesus' name that they will not have no nothing in Jesus' name. And we continue praying for Evangelist Horton's brother. Because God got a ministry in him. He got a testimony, and he's got a ministry to do.
That's true.
So he can't leave here.
Glory.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word today. Evangelist Kathy brought forth, and it was so plain and simple, and like a prophet said, it's like a booster shot that we just know. We just have the confidence in us, and we know that God hears us, and we thank God for the prayer of agreement for those praying. We thank God for Father Zeta. I woke up one morning at 6:30. Praise the Lord, and she was on it. But we thank God for each other because we know that
we
can call each other. And we will immediately pray and believe God with each other.
Yes, thank you,
The devil
you,
doesn't like
thank
us.
You.
We don't like the devil. But we know God.
Bless you.
And we just thank God for that word today, Evangelist. God bless you. And your ministry, and that God will open more and more doors for you in that area, and anything, everything that your heart desires, God is fulfilling that for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. My spirit agrees. Our beautiful sister Kathy is being yanked out of her comfort zone. Hallelujah. And into even greater. She's being moved from glory to glory. And it's such an awesome thing to watch God move in, on, and through his people. It is beautiful to me. Hallelujah. You know, it is so beautiful to me. And God is doing great things in the ministries of everyone here, including the beautiful woman of God that I want to ask to come on out now. She is my mother, one of my mothers, my friends. She is a fellow apostle. Apostle Zeta, come on in the room.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, that message was right on.
Wasn't it good?
Right on for the season. Praise God. Because it is so important to know. You know, the Bible tells us that, people perish without knowledge. You know, it's in Proverbs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we need to know. We don't need to perish when we can live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So knowing Jesus takes care of it all.
All of
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just knowing that he loves us, that's enough right there. Because if he loves us, hallelujah, he's going to do what needs to be done in us and through us. Hallelujah. We just have to believe it. That's the key. is we just have to have the faith and believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have faith in God. Hallelujah. But we need to take it further and just know that whatever we ask, hallelujah, as you read in the scriptures, that we can have that. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
because
glory to God.
When we come to God, we come to him, hallelujah, asking, praise God, the very things that he would want us to have in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The very
mm-hmm.
things that he said we would have. The very things he said he would do, praise God. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
So when we come to him, as she was saying in her message, to just expect. And so
yes.
I think oftentimes people will pray or they will have somebody to pray over them or with them, and then they start saying things that are negative,
you
know,
it's contrary.
Saying, I hope he will. I hope he will.
Or maybe he will.
You know, and different
yeah.
things like
Change
that
now.
That are really against the will of God and really against what you have prayed for. So, Evangelist Kathy was saying, know what you know. Hallelujah. And then
okay.
stand in that, walk in that, believe in that, and expect that. You know,
Amen.
When we pray for something, we need to be looking for it to happen.
That's right.
I know I'm a walking miracle, and I know others are too. But I remember
Amen.
When I'll go back to when my sister, Quita, first called me and told me that she had cancer. And I called Evangelist Kathy and I was telling her about it. I said, but the Lord spoke to me that it's not her time. They were going to put her in hospice and all of that. And I knew it wasn't her time. So I gave her the script and I told her to quote that scripture every day, I shall live and not die.
Yes, yes.
And declare the works of the Lord. And she continued to do that. She began to do it, and she continued to do it. The Lord added more years to her life.
Lord,
amen.
Amen.
She did go home to be with the Lord in April 2020. And she was ready. She knew it was her time. She made all of
amen.
Us went. The Lord blessed me a year ago in December last year. Well, it was 2019 then.
Amen.
Blessed me and my daughter to go and spend time with her. And the Lord
praise
said, this
God.
Is the time. And I had spoken to Apostle Holloway and Prophetess Kathleen, and it was confirmed that I was to go. I mean, the Lord confirmed it in a real way. Everything
Amen.
Else moved
Hallelujah.
Out of the way, and we went.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that, but I praise God because in that, trusting God, believing God, and knowing what he can and will do, my sister lived. My sister, he added some years to her life, and so I'm thankful. There was a time that my bladder came out, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I was sitting on it, and people were trying to take me to emergency and all of that. I'm not against that, but it wasn't a good time for me then with the children to go into emergency or any hospital for
Come
any
on,
reason.
Mother.
And
mm-hmm.
so I was brought home by somebody that was trying to take me to the hospital. I said, I got to go home. And I came home and got in my bed, and as soon as I laid down, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me to call Evangelist Kathy, and I called, and she said, Zeta, what do you want the Lord to do for you? And I said, I want my bladder back in place. It was extremely,
Amen. Thank you,
extremely
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I could
Come
hardly
on.
Move.
Hallelujah.
And so that goes back to the scripture in Matthew 18 and 19, where it says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, that anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And
yes.
Just think about if it's more than two or three. If it's
thank
more than
you,
two
Jesus.
Or three, that's even that much more power. But I thank God
hallelujah.
For just knowing that he loves me, first of all, because if he loves me, he's sure going to take care of me. And I
yes,
know
right.
that he hears our prayers. She said something that really touched me is that we are handpicked by God.
Yes,
we are handpicked
yes,
by
yes.
him. Hallelujah. Each one of
come
us
on, Mother.
For a reason. Praise God. And
yes.
then and then to know that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. That we're operating in his power and strength, not in our own. Praise God. Because
yes.
when he wanted his strength, he prayed for me that time. I felt my bladder go back in place, and it was not painful at all.
Praise
but,
God.
We praise the Lord, and it was nothing puffed up about it. You know, we didn't feel like we did it. We knew exactly that it was
amen.
God that did it, that performed the miracle.
That's
but
right. Okay, Mama.
I believe
come
that
on
we are going to see more and more miracles in this year than we have seen in a long time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right, there is still time. If you, for those of you that are in here, and there are a lot of you in here today, hallelujah, you can still press your one. I saw where a couple of people pressed your ones, and then you unpressed your ones. Press them ones back again. We want to hear from you. We really do. Hallelujah. You know,
thank
praise
you,
God.
Thank
you, God.
You,
but I do want you to know that you have heard a powerful message on today. You have heard
yes.
wonderful comments and affirmations and confirmations from the servant leaders here. And if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, if you don't know him, we beseech you, our brother, our sister,
yes.
to go
yes.
to him today without delay and give your life to him. You don't have to get all dressed up and go out. All you need to do is sincerely go to the Lord and say, look, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please
Jesus.
Forgive me of my sin and come into my life and save
Jesus.
Me.
Jesus.
Lord, I want you to be the head of my life. I want you to use me. I want you to mold me. I want to
yes.
live your plan for my life.
Oh, God.
And the Lord God himself will come on in and sit down. And he will bring you your very own personal welcome basket. It says, welcome to the kingdom. First of
thank
all, in
you,
that
Jesus.
Basket, there is eternal life. Because you accepted the gift of your salvation. In
yes.
that basket, you will find faith.
Oh, God.
Because in order to please God, we must have faith. In that basket, you will have love overflowing because our Father God is loved, and he is love, and he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that we might have eternal life with him. In that basket,
yeah.
you're going to find things like wisdom, joy that surpasses all understanding, peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Because,
thank
see,
you.
When you begin to learn how to keep your mind on Jesus, Jesus will keep your mind in perfect peace.
Yes.
My sister came today with a very simple message, asking a very simple question. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Are you connected to the one who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ever think to ask?
Yes, Jesus.
Make today that day. Make today that day. And lastly, to Evangelist Kathy, I loved your transparency. Sister, I was where you was
thank
when you
me.
Said, you know, I was, when they told me about my brother, I was in cell. I was ready to get in cell. Don't you know I had to go through that this morning?
Hmm.
Y'all should have seen me over here behind these controls. What? What? You know how much I love my sister and how much I want to save her for Crow? What did you think you trying to do? You ain't going to do Okay, I was finna go there. Okay. I was finna lose my mind. But I said, wait a minute, hold up. I know the family praying.
Thank you, amen.
So I gotta sit here and go and do and say, watch God bring it back up.
Jesus.
And see, what I loved about it is, you know, like you said, I know I've been handpicked for the job, trained by him to do the job, okay?
Right.
But then when Flathead creeped up in an instant, I was like, what? Oh, no, you didn't. I done played all these songs, all beautiful for my sister and everything, and now you're going to come up here and try to make some stuff? No, you're not.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. But then I just remembered. Huh. Like she said, I know Jesus.
Hmm. I know Jesus.
Thank you.
I know Jesus. You really think you finna bother me when I know Jesus? Do you think you gonna bother them when they know Jesus? Don't you know? Look, I said, now, we are all growing in this ministry, learning how to do things, but there's gonna come a time, Flathead, when if anything happens with this network, they're going to be able to pick up and carry on with this worship service, whether I'm there or not. Watch them. Because God said so. They know what they're doing. So don't try that anymore. Because we don't appreciate it. Hallelujah. So God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us bow. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace with my heart full of praise. I come right now before you with my heart even more full of worship because of that mighty word that went out on today. Lord God, we just praise you that we know you for ourselves.
Yes.
And we know, Lord God, not just your benefits, but we know your character. We know your attributes, Father God. And on that we can stand and depend and rely because you are a God that changes not. Lord, pour back into my beautiful sister because she truly poured out into your people today. Lord, I wanted to thank you for her heart set because she only wants people to get the blessing that you have in store for them. I thank you for her mind set. She is always examining self first so that as she stands and within the anointing and with conviction.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, I just pray that you just continue to pour into her ministry, pour into her, whatever her needs may be, Father God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will provide them pressed down, shaken together until running over. And Father, any way that we, her family, can be of assistance, just say the word, Father, because we will come running, hallelujah, to be of service. And Lord, I thank you for every new convert. I just felt it in my spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
I thank you for every new convert that came to you around the world based up on this word that went forth today.
Thank you.
Because we know that your word never comes back void, especially when it's delivered by an anointed servant. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would not allow the enemy to sift them as wheat or to snatch the roots of their faith before they have time to take hold. I pray, Lord God, that in spite of COVID, that they will be able to find people through Zoom, on prayer conference lines, on blog talk, Father God, that can help them to grow in their faith.
Yes, Lord, in the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your people, all of your people, would just bow down and give you the honor and the glory that you deserve. If we would just bow down and break our own prideful nature and be obedient to your holy word, if we just bow down, Father God, and break our will, Lord God, so that your will can be done, then we will see an even greater harvest for your kingdom. It is in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that my family and I, we pray all things. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Saints of God, you have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And we just want to thank you all for hanging in there with us to the end because
I noticed that although there were some interruptions and some hiccups, not one call dropped from the studio.
Glory
so that means
God.
Not one call dropped
Thank
from the
Lord.
Studio.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that just lets me know that the people of God, they knew who it was, and y'all was just waiting for
Amen.
The Lord to resume. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. So let us pray. Now unto him, our benediction. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ever think to ask. Rest, rule, and abide within you. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge God in all that you do. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will get to know him in a greater way, in a deeper
yes.
way.
Yes.
We pray, hallelujah, that you would allow God to make the necessary changes in you so that he can work through you. And we pray yes. from the bottom of our hearts that you and your family truly be ye transformed. You are dismissed. God bless you. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and blessed week, everyone. Hallelujah. God bless
God
you.
God bless you, and we love
God bless you.
You.
We love you.
Love you. I love you
God
all very
you.
Much.
Love you, sister.
Love you,
Thank
everybody.
You, Bishop.
Bless you. Goodbye.